Nor does the reality of what Jesus knows is going to happen to him when he gets to Jerusalem going to deter him. Jerusalem was a city with a reputation. In Jesus' day, it was called the Holy City. It still is today. The United Nations recognizes Jerusalem as the home foundation city of Christians, Jews, and Muslims. At that time, Jews were required to make a religious pilgrimage to Jerusalem, especially at the time of Passover. We learned in Bible class an hour ago over there that Jerusalem had a population of maybe 600,000 people at that time. But during the week of Passover, the city would double in size, sort of like Florida on spring break week when all the kids go to Florida from colleges throughout the Midwest and East. I guess here they go to California out in the west or wherever they head to for warmer weather. Passover was the big festival when everyone came to Jerusalem. In fact, during the 2,000 years after the Jews were driven out of Jerusalem, when the Romans destroyed this temple and leveled the city of Jerusalem in 70 AD, until the United Nations recognized Israel as a state in 1948. Jews would always end their Passover meal with the words, "Next year in Jerusalem." But Jesus recognized something else about that city, that so-called holy city. Jesus recognized that this was also the city that God had sent many prophets to over the centuries. But over and over, Jerusalem, the people of the city, that holy city, had ignored and rejected the prophets. In fact, Jerusalem did more than merely ignore and reject the prophets. Jerusalem killed the prophets who God sent to her. In today's gospel, we see the heart of Jesus at its deepest. As Jesus weeps, cries, sheds tears over the city of Jerusalem. The people of Jerusalem had ignored what God had sent to them. The ancient prophets had warned the people of Jerusalem, and they ignored them, and so Jesus wept over that city. The ancient prophets had warned the people against worshiping false gods, but still they bowed down before gods made by human hands. The prophets had warned the people of Jerusalem against neglecting the poor and the needy, but still the people of Jerusalem continued to spend money on themselves and their own pleasures, even as they neglected the needs of the poor. The prophets warned the people of Jerusalem against favoring the rich while forgetting the needs of ordinary people. But still, Jerusalem continued to forget the needs of ordinary people and favor those in high places. And they did worse than that. Not only did they neglect the poor and ignore the calls of the prophets to care for the poor and the needy, but they killed the prophets God sent to them. No, in Jesus' eyes, Jerusalem was no holy city. Oh, the temple may have been there. The high priest and the priestly family may have resided there, but Jesus knew what Jerusalem really was. What Jesus really wanted to do was to gather up the people of Jerusalem in his arms of blessing, the way a hen gathers her chicks under her wings to protect them from what is happening around them and give them his divine blessing and protection. But they wouldn't let him do that. Like a six-year-old child whose grandma walks up to him, wants to hug him, and he squirms and runs away from her because he doesn't want to be squeezed by grandma. The people of Israel did not allow Jesus to gather them under his arms of blessing and protection. But in spite of all their sins, in spite of their rejection of God's prophets, Jesus, the prophet of God par excellence, who came from God, who was God in human flesh, Jesus never gave up on Jerusalem. He went on up to Jerusalem knowing full well what waited him there, suffering and death. Why did he do that? Because of his love. His love for the people of Jerusalem, his own sons and daughters. He loved them so much that nothing, not even the threat of his own death, could keep him from going there to save them. And this is the point where I believe this text speaks to you and to me today on March 13th, 2022. You see, you and I are also the called and chosen children of God. Baptized into Christ, we became God's very own sons and daughters. He adopted us into his family just as centuries ago, God had made the people of Jerusalem part of his family. And just as those people of Jerusalem rejected the prophets who God sent to them, so do we today. We and those who live all around us continue to reject God in so many ways. It's not just the people of Jerusalem who rejected the word of God, but it is we, the people of Oregon today, who continue to reject the word that God sends to us. Like the people of Jerusalem, we, the people of Oregon, have also neglected the poor and needy among us and refused to give them the aid they need. Like the people of Jerusalem, we Oregonians today have also put pleasure first in our lives instead of serving God and the people around us. Like the people of Jerusalem, we Oregonians have also ignored and even rejected the word of God when it challenges our preconceived ideas and ideals. If we, the people of Oregon, in our sin have acted like the people of Jerusalem when Jesus came to them, that also means his words still apply to you and to me today. Oh, you Oregonians, oh, you Oregonians, how often would I have gathered your children under my wings as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you would not. And this is the point where I find grace and comfort in these words from Jesus. For they tell me that in spite of my sins, in spite of our sins, in spite of the times I've put pleasure first in my life, in spite of the times when we have all put pleasure first in our lives, in spite of the times when I have neglected the poor, in spite of the times when we have all neglected the poor and the needy, Jesus still loves us. He loves me and he loves you with an eternal love. He loves us with that love that would gather us under his wings, just as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Oregon, how often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and your minds secure in Christ Jesus through life everlasting. Amen.